Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Well, Sam, how come you're not riding your scooter today?
Well, my scooter has a dead battery, so the bicycle is kind of a quick transportation fix.
Right. 那么刚才的对话呢，问 Sam 说今天为什么他没有骑他那个漂亮的电动小摩托？然后 Sam 说哎呦，今天呢，别提了，今天那摩托的电瓶啊没电了，所以呢，今天只能骑自行车了。作为一个权宜之计，用到了我们昨天讲到的 idiom quick fix。那么明天一旦他的电瓶充满电之后呢，仍然会骑着他那个 beautiful little scooter。
Yes, that's right.
All right, and what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, we have another quick idiom.
Uh-huh.
Today's quick idiom is quick on the draw.
Mm-hmm.
Quick.On the draw. Draw here is D-R-A-W,、mm-hmm. but not the writing draw.、
Mm-hmm.
It's another kind of draw.
Right. 那么今天 idiom 是 quick on the draw. 那么这里面这个 draw 究竟是什么意思？它是不是我们画画那个 drawing the picture 那个 draw?
No.
No.
If you've ever seen like an old cowboy movie,、mm-hmm. like American Cowboy.
Right.
Well, two guys...One is maybe at one end of the street, the other is at the other end of the street.
Right.
And, well, what are they going to do? They're going to pull out their guns and shoot at each other.
Right.
So one will say, draw, that means take out your gun and fire.
Right, 那么今天这个 draw 呢跟我们说画画没有关系。这个单词让我们想到了很久以前在美国的西部牛仔片里面，那么两个牛仔在街上互相对峙的。然后呢，大家当然他不是说在交流，在沟通，他们呢在比赛谁能够在很短的时间内把枪给掏出来然后呢谁能最先开火那么谁能最先开火的话呢那么对方可能会被他击倒所以这里就 draw 它表示说能够迅速的把枪掏出来的那个动作 draw
Now just kind of as a little bonus draw can also mean like if for example in a competition、mm-hmm. if there was a draw that means there was a tie、
right.
nobody won
那么 draw 第二个意思呢表示说一个体育比赛的平局 so what does it mean quick at a draw
well I know we don't really have gunfights anymore like、
right.
that that's kind of an old cowboy thing、
mm-hmm.
so it must have a new different meaning
right a cowboy is a history right
yeah
so what's the、modern meaning of a quick at a draw
Well, let's give、the audience a little demonstration.
All right, let's go.
Hey, Peter, I have a big favor to ask of you.
So, what is it? Come on.
Well, as you know, I'm on the debate team.、
Mm-hmm.
And I was really hoping maybe you can join our debate team.
Why me? There's, you know, still other people you can choose from.
Yeah, but I've noticed how quick on the draw you are. Like, mentally, you're just very fast, very sharp.You know, the team that we're going up against this weekend、mm. is really, really good. And I'm a little bit nervous. And I think if we could have you on the team, it would be a big help. And I'm sure if we have you, you being so quick on the draw, we could probably beat this team.
I really appreciate it because I feel really flattered by what you said.
Yeah,
but I think I'm a little busy. But it's okay. I'll think about it and let you know later.
Please do. I mean, it would mean so much to me and the team. And if we win, it'll be wonderful for our reputation.
All right. I'll let you know.
Okay. Please think about it carefully.
All right. 那么刚才的对话呢提到的是 quick on the draw, 它的场景呢那么作为辩论俱乐部的一个成员呢非常希望我能够参加他们的俱乐部。原因非常的简单因为他下一轮的这个比赛呢会非常非常的激烈他们的对手呢是非常强的一支 debating team。Sam 认为呢我这个人呢整个这个智力还是不错这个反应特别的灵敏那他用到了今天的 idiom, quick on the draw, 表示一个人的智力呢非常的不错。那或者是呢思维敏捷那么在关键的时候呢能够说出非常有力度的话能够击败对方
Yeah, I think if you are familiar with debate team you don't have a very long time to think of a response if you just sit there going thinking of an answer well, that's going to be pretty bad for your team
Right, 那么这个词组呢往往是指那个人听到一句话之后马上不加思索的把答案能够提供出来那么这种情景呢我们用这个词组 quickOn the draw.
Yes.
Would you give us some other scenarios so we can use quick on the draw?
Well, I think of maybe in the area of math.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, some who are really good at math, they can just add the numbers up like it's nothing.
Right.
So, for example, how many dollars you make a month, and then a year, and what that's going to be after taxes, and then after you invest it, they can just boom, 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 tell you the number. So
right.
quick. So they're really quick on the draw when it comes to numbers.
So we can call them a number cruncher, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes we can see, like, the champion of chess players. He or she may play, like, 20 players simultaneously. So can we call these people, they are very quick on the draw?
Yeah, they could go from table to table because they're playing so many people.
Right.
They don't really have a lot of time to think about their moves.
Right.
So they have to be quick on the draw. Just, boom, move here, go to the next table.
那么另外两个场景呢，我们可以指一个人在数学方面，他的思维非常的敏捷，看完数之后呢，不加思索，马上能够把答案提供出来，我们可以用这个单词 quick on the draw。另外一个场景呢，我们是指围棋或象棋的世界大师级的那个水平的选手呢，他可以同时跟20位或10位选手呢，同时竞赛。那么对于他来讲，他走到每一个对手面前，没有任何思考的时间，他马上把自己的棋呢，下一步。然后呢，他不需要任何的思索。那么这种情况下，我们同样也可以用今天的 idiom quick on the draw.
Also, you know, some difficult things can be like a riddle. So if you give someone a riddle and they say, oh, the answer is, then you say, wow, you're really quick on the draw.
在我们中国呢，特别在春节的时候呢，会有一些谜语的一些比赛。有些人呢特别的笨 ，like me, right? I'm stupid at the riddle, right? It takes me ages to work out the answer. 但是有些人看到这个谜面之后，马上能够把这个谜底给他说出来。那么这种人呢，也叫做 quick on the draw.
All right, so that's it for today's idiom.
Yes, that's right.
And now let's go to the last part of noise discussion from the airplane.
Yes, but if you remember, we haven't talked about the bad noises.
Right. 我们前几期呢讲的都是说飞机所发出的一些正常的噪音。我们今天呢会谈论一些可能会有一些安全隐患的噪音。
So before we go to the topic, and now let's check.Vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Okay, today's first word for hit the books is subtle. Subtle. S-U-B-T-L-E. Subtle.
今天的第一个单词翻译成中文是细微的。同时呢，注意一下它的发音里面这个 B 是不发音的。Subtle, 不要念成 subtle.
Next is the word glide. Glide. G-L-I-D-E. Glide.
第二个单词翻译成中文是滑行，它可以指呢飞机在地面的滑行，也可以指一个人在冰面上在空中的滑行。
Next is the word shudder. Shudder. S-H-U-D-D-E-R. Shudder.
第三个单词 shudder 翻译成中文是发抖的意思。
Next we have the word backfiring.Backfiring. B-A-C-K-F-I-R-I-N-G. Backfiring.
下一个单词 backfiring, 它如果指发动机出现了这个 backfiring 是非常危险的一件事情，表示说这个火呢不小心又回到了发动机里面，那么有可能让这个发动机或者是整个油箱发生爆炸。那么同时呢，也可以指在我们生活当中一件事情出现了 backfiring, 表示说一件事情呢适得其反。
A lot of older cars and sometimes motorcycles backfire. It's kind of interesting though, because a lot of people think someone just shot a gun.
Right.
But no, no, just relax. It's the car or motorcycle backfire.
Fire, right.
Next we have the word pressurization. Pressurization. P-R-E-S-S-U-R-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N.Pressurization.
下一个单词 pressurization. 首先呢，我们看看这个词 pressure, 我们都学过，表示说压力。那后面加的是 pressurize, 同时呢，再给它名词化 pressurization, 表示说一个东西或者一个空间进行了增压。
Now we experience this a lot with airplanes,
right?
Because we feel that little like popping in our ears,
right?
But that's because the cabin of the airplane is pressurizing. Otherwise, we'd be at such a high pressure.Oh, we'd be in big trouble if there was no pressurization in the airplane.
Right. 那么在坐飞机的时候呢，有的时候我们会觉得耳膜呢有时候不舒服，因为呢我们的空气当中它的压力发生了变化。那么这个过程呢叫做 pressurization.
Next, we have the word precautionary. Precautionary. P precautionary, precautionary.
下一个单词翻译成中文是预防的或警惕的。
Next we have the word construe, construe, C-O-N-S-T-R-U-E, construe.
下一个单词是非常学术化一个单词。It's like a very academic word to say, want to understand, study, or analyze something.
Yes.
So we do use, you know, daily, we construe something, right?
It's not very common, no.
Right.
But it is a good word to remember and maybe use it in our essay,
right? 大家在写论文的时候呢，这个单词可以适当来使用，但是在平时的口语当中，这个单词呢过于太学究了。
Well, that brings us to our last word, which is droll. Droll. D-R-O-L-L. Droll.
最后一个单词 droll 翻译成中文是滑稽的、可乐的。Alright, now let's go to the dangerous noises.
Uh-oh, here we go. Subtle noises are not the ones to worry about. Complete silence, suggesting all or both engines have failed, would probably concern most. But even then, all is not lost. If the engines can't be restarted, planes can actually glide for a remarkable distance. After Air Transit Flight 236 lost power on August 24th,2001, it managed an emergency landing in the Azores after gliding for 120 kilometers. A loud bang and a shudder on the runway might indicate a blown tire, a potentially serious problem. A sound like an engine backfiring while flying relatively close to the ground could suggest a bird strike. Lightning strikes.Rare and not a danger to the plane, may or may not be noticed by passengers as a dull flash and a thud. The first indication of a problem might even be the sound of the pilot's voice on the PA system. Patrick Smith writes, passengers will be told about any emergency or malfunction. If you are informed about a landing gear issue, pressurization problem, engine trouble, or the need for a precautionary landing, do not construe this to be a life or death situation. It's virtually always something minor, though you'll be kept in the loop anyway. With even an outside chance of an evacuation in mind, you have to be kept in the loop.Choral contributors had some other droll suggestions, however. The sound of heads hitting the ceiling is bad, said one. The very loud sound of 300 miles per hour air coming into the cabin is bad. And first class hearing, we are out of champagne, is bad. In any class, hearing, brace, 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 is very bad.
那么今天的文章首先提到了一个词是 complete silence。如果飞机处于一种完全静音的情况下，是好还是不好？ Is it good or bad?
Well, we mentioned all the little sounds, but think about it. If you weren't hearing any sounds, that's really when you should start worrying, because maybe that means your engines of the airplane are off or dead.
Right.所以说呢，如果飞机没有任何的噪音，是非常要命、非常吓人的一件事情，因为飞机的引擎。
So the sounds of the engine are always a good thing.
Right, 所以大家听到飞机引擎的这个噪音，那证明这个飞机呢正常的行驶，让大家觉得非常的安心。所以这个时候的噪音 is a beautiful music.
Yes, but this is really interesting. Actually, if the engines fail, then you don't have to be that concerned because actually airplanes can glide for quite a long distance.
那么即使飞机的引擎呢熄火了的话呢，大家也不要过度的恐慌。当然了，恐慌是可以理解的，因为呢飞机呢在正常的情况下，它可以呢在空中滑行，它滑行的距离呢有的时候可以达到几百公里。
So that's pretty good. And I like how the article mentions all is not lost if the engines fail. So
it
doesn't mean your life is over.
Right.
There's still a good chance you can survive this problem.
But as a matter of fact, you know, people or the plane is in danger, right?
Yes.
So you never know what happens after the plane's landed on the land.
Yes, exactly. I think this is a time you might want to start praying.
Right. Also, the article uses examples. It uses Air Transit Flight 236 as example.
That's right, because what happened was they lost power. This was in 2001, but it managed an emergency landing and it glided for 120 kilometers.
Right, 文中呢用了一个例子提到了说 Air Transit Flight 236呢，一度它的引擎呢熄火了，但是呢飞机呢非常安全的滑行了120公里，安全的着陆了。所以呢大家呢不要过度的恐慌。
Can you imagine being on the airplane knowing the engines are gone, and your life is probably going to be over, but then the pilot successfully glides and lands the plane. Wow, how relieved and happy you must feel.
Right.
Now we also might hear maybe when landing a loud bang and then feel a shudder. That could be from one of the tires actually popping.
那么飞机在着陆的时候呢发生巨大的声响，同时呢它的轮子呢出现了有抖动的情况。那么这种情况下呢大家需要注意了，因为呢它的轮胎可能出现了问题，或者呢它的轮胎需要更换了。
Now it mentions that this is a potentially serious problem.
Right.
So it could be serious or you could be fine.
这对于飞机来讲呢是一个相对比较严重的问题，因为一旦轮胎爆胎了的话，大家可以想象这飞机有可能会冲出跑道撞到其他的地方。
Now there's some other sounds we might hear. If you hear a sound like the engine is backfiring, which would probably be a loud bang, and if this happens when you're pretty close to the ground, that could be a bird strike.
如果大家听到引擎呢有那种回火的声音 backfiring, 很有可能呢是这个飞机遭到了鸟的袭击。
I've always thought about this, because the birds fly in the air just like the airplanes, so what would happen if a bird hit the plane or went into the engine? Now I know, there'd be a loud bang.
And always a disaster for a plane to be hit by a bird.You know what? Because the window may be smashed by the bird.
Wow, that would be horrible.
Right. And the engine may die because the bird it got inside the engine.
What a disaster. Well, let's hope the birds aren't going to hit our airplane.
Right.
Now, there's also a chance of our airplane being hit by lightning. So if the lightning strikes the airplane, actually, there's no danger to the airplane or the people inside. But if you do notice it, there'll be a flash and a thud sound, like doom.
Right. 那么有的时候呢，飞机在阴雨天航行的话呢，有的时候会遭到雷击。但是呢，没有关系，因为我们知道飞机呢是一个相对封闭的一个金属体，它能够很好的抵御住这个雷击或者说电闪的这个袭击。但是呢，如果飞机遭到雷击的话呢，会有一定小的震动，但是呢，没有关系。
Well, we get some insight into what might occur if there was a problem from a pilot named Patrick Smith. He mentions that actually the first indication of a problem would be the sound of a pilot's voice, because they're very good at keeping us informed of any problems.
Right. 一旦飞机呢出现了问题，或者说我们说引擎啊，或者是其他的问题，那么飞行员呢会通过这个对讲系统告知乘客，那么飞机目前所处的一个情况。
So he goes into detail. He mentions that passengers will be told any emergency or malfunction. So if the landing gear has a problem, there's a pressurizing problem, or there's engine trouble, then they will tell us. But it mentions that don't misconstrue this as a life or death situation.
Right. 那么大家坐飞机的时候呢，会经常听到，希望各位乘客坐好，因为飞机呢正处于气流当中。那么这种广播呢，大家不要担心，因为呢，这是一个非常正常的一个飞机所能发生的情况。It's something routine, right?
Yeah, or at least minor. Even though there's a problem, it's not going to cause the airplane to crash.
Right. 除了我们刚才提到的 turbulence 这个气流，还有其他的问题，比如说 landing gear issue。那么这个呢，听起来有的时候呢，比这个气流更加的吓人。如果说飞机在降落的时候起落架打不开，那么有可能这飞机呢会冲到别的地方去。Pressurization problems. Maybe the oxygen may be used up. So what's your reaction after you hear that we will take precautionary landing?
Well, I've never heard that before, but if I did...I'd be asking the guy next to me, hey, what does that mean? Why do we have to take precaution?
Yeah, you're gonna panic, right?
Yeah, probably.
那么即使呢有这些通知或者说提前的广播呢，大家不要把它误解为会发生非常严重的事故，也不要把它理解成为一个 life or death situation.
But one thing we don't have to worry about is if there was a problem, not knowing about it. Because the article mentions the pilots always keep the passengers in the loop. If you keep someone in the loop, that means you keep them informed of the situation at all times.
那么作为飞行员或者是作为机组人员，应该呢让乘客了解到飞机所处于的一种状况。英文提到了说 keep somebody in the loop. 翻译成中文呢，是让某人能够随时的了解到一个事情发展的一个最新的情况。
So if you had a pretty minor problem, like you're going to be encountering turbulence, all the way to you would have to evacuate the airplane,All of this, they would let you know before you actually have to do it.
Right. So let the passenger be ready for the next step, right?
Yes, that's right. But now we kind of get into some goofy things we might hear.
Right.
So the contributors to the sounds we might hear, it says made some droll suggestions, some pretty goofy, silly suggestions.
Right. 刚才我们谈到了飞机上的一些声音呢是比较严肃的话题。那么下面呢我们谈一些比较诙谐的、比较好玩的一些 noises or the sound from the airplane.
Yes. The first one is the sound of heads hitting the ceiling. If you hear that, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Very bad, right? Yeah. 如果说我们的脑袋撞到了这个飞机的天花板，是一个非常不好的声音。那么这个声音有可能指的这飞机可能出现问题了。
Now we know that airplanes go faster than 300 miles an hour in the air. But if you hear this sound rushing into, not around the plane, but actually into the plane, that would be pretty bad as well.
我们知道飞机呢在非常高速的情况下前行，那么这个飞机的速度呢作为里面的乘客是无法知道的，但是如果说你知道外面的空气或者飞机飞行的速度的话，你能感受到这个空气的压力，对你来讲是非常可怕的一件事情，它意味着这个飞机 leaking or leakage, or maybe the air is coming fromOutside.
Yeah, maybe the door flew off.
Right, the window smashed. Right?
Or the window smashed because of a bird. That would
be
pretty bad.
那么的风速呢达到说每小时300英里，那么算成公里的话呢将近500公里了，非常非常的快了。
Yes. And now if you're resting in first class, we know that they serve much better food and drink than in economy.
Right.
And if you hear something like, oh, the champagne is out, well, that would be a pretty bad sound as well.
Right. 我们知道飞机呢会分成头等舱或者经济舱。对于头等舱的乘客来讲，他们会得到非常好的服务。但是如果说你要一杯香槟的话，对方说对不起，我们香槟没有了。那么对于他来讲，听到这个声音是非常不愉快的一个声音。他希望他所要的东西应该完完全全的能够提供给他。
And lastly, no matter what class you're in, if you hear brace, brace, or brace yourselves, brace yourselves,Well, that's not good at all.
Right. 那么说在飞机上最不愿意听到的一个词是什么呢 ?Brace. B-R-A-C-E. 翻译成中文是紧紧抓住什么什么东西。
Yeah. Because usually on little cards, they show that you should kind of put your hands on top of the seat in front of you, then put your head down. That's how you brace yourself if you're going to crash.
Right. 那么说一旦说到这个单词的话呢大家知道可能要发生非常严重的事情了，希望大家做好，然后呢做好那种紧急迫降的准备。所以这个单词希望大家永远不会听到 brace, brace, and brace.
Well, we've talked about the pretty normal sounds, some bad sounds, and some joking sounds.
Right, so there are so many kinds of sounds from the airplane.
Yep, most of them there are nothing to be worried about.
Right, so most of the sounds are normal, don't panic.
Yes.
So time's up for today, so talk about the noise from airplane. And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，茄子！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染。千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.The old stars living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild ducks, video games.
You alright? He's alright.
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun. Playing video.It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever.Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.